السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الشغل شا ممكن سي جايز. اوكي ما شاء الله. we got sister Maria, sister Maryam, brother Muhammad and sister Shamim. hopefully we got more people coming in to join us. okay, bring it to me. It seems we've got it seems one of the iPads is broadcasting the camera. Just one moment here. Please join. Okay. Hopefully people will see the message and will come and join us. We got one more coming in. Okay. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. So let's get started with today's tutorial. Jazakumullah khairan for coming up. Everybody can hear me okay? Okay. I was going to ask, can anybody not hear me? But they wouldn't hear that. So I'm assuming that it's okay for everybody other than Sister Maryam as well. All right, so I'm going to, I found out, alhamdulillah, what the problem is with my computer getting slowed down, and it's the screen sharing. So definitely I'm going to take off the camera to minimize the strain on the system. I mean, the specs of the computer are fine, but it seems that there's some slowdown for some reason. Okay, so I am going to switch over to, I'll see you guys later, inshallah, and I will start sharing my screen. And let's start with dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. رَبَّنَا زِدْنَا عِلْمًا. Ameen. Okay, once again, for those who have just joined in and for everyone in general, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So for today's tutorial, we're going to do something a little bit different at the end. First, we're going to start with practice. We're going to do a lot of practice, as you probably expected. And then we're going to do a lookup. So we're actually going to look up one particular fi'l in the Quran in different contexts. So and the purpose of doing that in looking at it in different ayah is to give us exposure to that fi'l in a good way so that it becomes easier for us to retain. And so we're going to start, first of all, we're going to look at, I've got a little ayin symbol here for some reason. We're going to be working today. Our fi'l is going to have the roots jim, ayin, lam. Which is always fun to, okay, I'm trying to show the chat here. Let me see. I'm trying to show the chat. So it's always fun when we have letters that don't have an equivalent on the keyboard. If you want, you can use a three. Some people use three for the ayn, or you can just put an apostrophe, but I will know that there's ayn in the middle of the word, hopefully. So I'm still not able to. Okay, I'm saying show the chat, but the chat is not showing. Okay, well, for now, what am I going to do? Okay, so until I can figure it out, I'm going to have to go back. Ah, here's a chat. Okay. All right, so do you see a black box where I've put the chat? No black box? It's all good? Okay, excellent. All right, so our roots, root letters today are going to be jim, ayn, lam. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the dictionary on the screen for you. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to start up with our family member table. And so that's why I'm putting the dictionary here to make things easy for you. We're just going to have it loading. Imam Adage recommended that I have no Google Chrome open unnecessarily to speed things up. So hopefully that will help. All right. And so what you're going to do, inshallah, is you're going to send me as a private message the past tense, the present tense, the command, the masdar, and the pattern for the actor and the acted upon. So for the table, remember for past tense, present tense, we're going to use the hidden pronoun he, and for command, you're going to use the hidden pronoun you, all of them, the singular version. We're just waiting for Hanswear to make an appearance. I think next time I will do a screenshot and I will keep that in the file. That would be much faster for us. All right, and you need that masdar for the dictionary. You can start typing your private message if you know what you're doing. So jim, ayn, lam, family one, past tense, present tense, command, masdar, actor, and acted upon. All of those six, if you can send those to me, please, in a private message. And let's try. Here's our dictionary right here. Okay, let's scroll down to jim, ayn. I scrolled too far. Right here. Okay, so do your best to send it as one message just so I can see all your answers together. It's always faster and foolproof. Okay, I'll put that here. Put that here. And there we go. So you're sending me these six. Sister Afroza made it, alhamdulillah, the computer trouble is over. Okay, so today we're going to avoid the typing. We're not going to do much typing. Mostly we're going to talk. So inshallah, you'll be unmuting yourselves unless you're in yes, you can. Okay, sorry about that. I'll finish my sentence afterwards. Somebody is asking me, can you use resources? Yes. For example, if you don't remember the pattern for the actor or the acted upon, go ahead and use your textbook if you need. And of course, for the past tense, present tense, and the masdar, you have the information right here. Okay, so yes, it's not a test. You can use your resources. And I'm going to give you a few more seconds. Yes, so we're going to, that was your opportunity to type, because we're going to unmute ourselves and do the rest of the session verbally, inshallah, unless you're in a public place and it's not possible at all. Okay, no, we don't want a scan right now. No. All right. No unnecessary resources. Okay, Sister Afroza, so far so good, mashallah. Sister Maria, everything's perfect, except you need to look at the last one. Brother Aid, look at your past tense. Somebody's autocorrect changed something to alfalfa. It's a herb, so that's cute. Sister Frozy, you can try again for that one. Okay, mashallah, there's a lot of good answers coming in. So we're going to, yes. Anybody who doesn't understand any particular term from having missed classes, please do use a search feature in the textbook to find it, and so you can learn some more. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to start looking at the answers. And you can keep sending them in if you like. Otherwise, we're going to look at all of them together. So now is the great time to unmute ourselves, please, as much as possible, because it will make it easier for us to just conduct the session in a smooth and in a smooth manner without too much delay. So what happens sometimes is when we unmute ourselves, there's some distortion in the sound. So today I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, and on the count of three, you guys are going to share the answers, inshallah. Okay, so let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and unmute ourselves. Okay, mashallah, we've got some more people here. Even TAs are welcome to unmute themselves. Okay, so we're trying to minimize the typing because the whole session we're going to be building a big table and doing pretty much nothing else. So please do unmute yourselves as much as possible in the morning. Imam Arij asked people many times, let's try and do it. I heard somebody unmuting themselves and they muted themselves back. What happened? Okay. Sister Nadia, Sister Afroza, Sister Fatima, Sister Mahdia, Sister Maria, Sister Mariam, Brother Muhammad in the other room, Brother Raid, Sister Shamim, T.A. Laiba, if you can unmute yourselves. Mashallah, we've got two of you. We've got two of you. Welcome, welcome to the land of the speaking. All right. So anybody who's not, if you can't, just participate by writing as long as you're participating one way or another. No, the noise, like as long as you, it's too noisy where you are. Oh, okay. So said T.A. Laiba is surrounded by noisy children. Okay, Brother Raid, if you find it ends up being too noisy, you can just turn it off. That's not a problem, okay? So if anybody feels like they end up making too much interference, just pause it, just mute yourself temporarily. The point is that we want the participation. All right, so let's go. Bismillah, let's start our table. Now we're done with this one, so I'm going to maximize this so we can focus on it. All right, so our past tense on the count of three. 1, 2, 3, past tense.
Ja'ala.
Ja'ala.
All right, ja'ala. And next, present tense.
Yaj'alu.
Yaj'alu.
Man, I forgot the count. Maybe I was testing you out. 1, 2, 3.
Yaj'alu.
Okay, mashallah, in unison. And now our command. We remember that we're going to take the U version. So let's imagine a ta here. We're going to chop the dhamma. We're going to chop the ta. And we're going to be left with something hard to pronounce. So we're going to add something in the front. And what's going to be the result? 1, 2, 3.
Ij'al.
Mashallah. Ij'al. Excellent. Okay. Oop, I should have my chat. Where did the chat go? It disappeared. All right. So I should be monitoring the chat at the same time. Okay, guys, please bear with me. I'm going to have to resize this because the chat keeps disappearing absolutely all the time and I cannot see it. So I'm going to do it like this. Okay, so next we have, we're going to, the first three were fi'l. The next are going to be ism. We're going to differentiate between fi'l and ism by having our al, right? The al in front. So if you can all give me the masdar that we got from the dictionary, the masdar is 1, 2, 3.
Al-ja'al.
Excellent, mashallah, al-ja'al with our sukoon. And next we have the actor, the pattern with the pattern that is well known for that, for the actor. 1, 2, 3.
Al-ja'il.
Yes, al-ja'il, the one who is ignorant. Exactly. Okay, and then subhanAllah, one of our classmates is sick with no voice, so she's going to listen in bed, and she did it this morning. She's attending for the second time today. So may Allah grant her shifa. Please, everybody say ameen. And in the meantime, we will speak on her behalf, and we will look at the acted upon. 1, 2, 3.
Al-maj'ul.
Yes, mashallah, al-maj'ul, all right? Now, al-maj'ul, you can see the little red wiggle underneath. That's because it's not an actual, like, word really used in the language, but we can still make the pattern for the sake of education here. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is we're going to, you're going to tell me how many of these, I'm kind of told you the answer earlier, how many of these are fi'l?
Three.
Everybody, any other opinions?
Three.
Okay, so we've got three. We've got the, mashallah, we've got the past tense, we've got present tense, and we've got the command. So we're actually going to conjugate them in this beautiful large table, all right? And so we're going to put our past tense here, we're going to put our present tense here, all three statuses, and we're going to put our command here, and present tense majzoom and forbidding are very similar, but for the sake of practice, we're going to split them up into two columns. So we're actually going to conjugate in six columns. And after that, we're going to go back and we're going to fill the actor column for the past and the actor column for the present and the command. Sounds good? I hope so, because that's our plan. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to do the first row, all right? Actually, I highlighted, okay, those who attended in the morning, don't say the answer, but do you know why the use section is highlighted? Of course, for me, it should have been in turquoise, but it's this is Imam Araj's table. So why are the use highlighted in blue to differentiate them? Okay, that's one similarity. Any other ideas?
I can't hear you.
Okay, somebody said they all start with ta. Okay, you can look at the headers here.
Or command.
Yes, so these are the only ones who will have command and forbidding, right? Because grammatically speaking, you cannot command somebody who's not there, and you cannot command yourself. All right, so now we are going to get started. Let's see, who's doing what here? We've got some people typing and we've got some people speaking. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven people unmuted. If more people can join us, seven people muted. So if some of you can join us, we'll get started now. We'll do our first row here. So let's start with Bismillah. He made. How do you say he made?
Ja'ala.
1, 2, 3. Okay. Okay, I just did Control V. So I think I accidentally told the computer to paste something. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry about that. Okay, so yes, on the count of three, which I did not say, Ja'ala, well, I forgot. And then a present tense, he makes. 1, 2, 3.
Yaj'alu.
Okay, good. And on the count of three, past tense, present tense, these two we're going to do with half lan and half lam, half nasb and half dazim respectively. There's other halfs we could use, but for the sake of practice, this is pretty easy. So he will not make. 1, 2, 3. Okay, I heard one fatha at the end. I'm not sure if the sound cut off, but we definitely need our fatha. So lan yaj'ala. Anybody who's typing in Arabic, you at least need to give the ending haraka, because otherwise they all look identical. Okay. So next, he did not help. No, we're not doing help this week. We're not helpful this week. We're making. He did not make. 1, 2, 3.
Lam yaj'al.
Lam yaj'alu.
Okay, so is it going to be lam yaj'alu, or is there going to be a sukoon at the end?
Sukoon.
Sukoon. Yes, all right. Command?
Al.
Command? 1, 2, 3.
Ij'al.
Okay, that was a question. I'm sorry. You can't command him because he's not here to hear you. All right. So this is an A. All right. And let's make that actually black so we can see. This is NAO. It already said NA. All right. And same thing for forbidding. It's going to be NA all the way. All right. So next we're going to, this gave us a taste of what we're going to be doing. Now what we're going to do is we're going to finish the third person past tense, and then we're going to move on to the present tense, inshallah. Okay. So they both made. 1, 2, 3.
Ja'ala.
Okay, singular. We're doing past tense, Sister Laiba. Okay, ja'ala. Good, very good. And they made. 1, 2, 3.
Ja'alu.
All right. And what do we have at the end here?
Alif Kaya.
Yes, we do. Exactly. And we have it because anytime the wow is vulnerable at the end, the very, very end, it needs some protection, right? So if there was a pronoun here, a maf'ul, we would not need it. But right now it's alone at the end, so we're protecting it with the alif is on guard. She made. 1, 2, 3.
Ja'alat.
Excellent, mashallah. And they both made. Oh, that was the wrong key.
Ja'alata.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. They both made female.
Ja'alata.
Ja'alata.
Very good. Sister Afroza, don't forget your alif. Oh, I'm sorry. You were answering for she. Okay, sorry, Shabbat. Okay. Oh, okay. I got the earbuds in. So welcome, baby. And lastly, they made. All the women made. 1, 2, 3.
Ja'alna.
Ja'alna.
All right. Ja'alna. Okay. And I should give people, okay, anybody who's typing, start typing a little bit ahead because you kind of, like, you know what I'm going to say. So by the count of three, you can hit enter rather than starting to type. I think that'll help you keep pace a little bit better. So now we're going to, this is very good, mashallah, everyone. We're going to go to the present tense and we're going to do all of them for they both. So we said yaj'alu, lan yaj'ala, lam yaj'al, and we're going to do now they both make. 1, 2, 3.
Alani.
Okay, very good. Mashallah. Yaj'alani. They both will not make. 1, 2.
Lam yaj'ala.
Okay, lan yaj'ala. Wait for the three, please. 1, 2, 3.
Lan yaj'ala.
Lan yaj'ala.
All right. Alif al-wiqaya?
No.
Why?
No wow.
No wow. Excellent. No wow. Okay, that was not a trick question because you guys already know. They both did not make. 1, 2, 3.
Lam yaj'ala.
Lam yaj'ala. All right, let's now look at our statuses, the signs of the status. So how do we know here that yaj'alu is present tense? Sorry, marfu.
Yeah.
How do we know that it's marfu?
Dhamma on R3.
Okay. Anybody who's attended this morning, try and give the new folks a little bit of a chance because for you it's review, but for them they're like, it's you know, it's their first time, so they need a chance to think about it a little bit more, if that's okay. All right, so we're going to mark this in red. I just plugged in my wired mouse here. Okay, and then how's the size? Do I need to zoom in, or if anybody is finding this too small, let me know, okay? And how do we know that lan yaj'ala is mansoob?
Fatha on R3.
Fatha on
lan.
R3.
Lan.
Is it lan or is it fatha on R3?
Lan and fatha on R3, both.
Lan makes it fatha. But...
yeah, the lan is not even needed for us to know, right? Because what makes us know that yaj'al is majzoom?
Majzoom.
Sukoon.
The sukoon, right. So we can tell the difference between mansub and majzum just looking at the ending. We don't actually need to know the harf. All right. So the answer, okay, zoom in a little bit. Let's do that. Okay. I hope that's a little bit better. So I do need to keep the chat open on the side so that I'm not ignoring the the people who are typing. So I'm going to oops, my goodness, the chat just took over my whole entire screen. All right, so we don't actually need the harf because the endings actually tell us, right? So the harf is just additional information, which is not mandatory. Now let's look at this row, however. And what tells us that this one is marfu?
Presence of noon.
Noon at the end.
The presence of noon at the end, exactly. Okay, let's highlight that, noon. And how do we know that this one is mansoob?
Presence of noon.
The presence
of noon.
I can't highlight it. So are you sure it's present?
Drop noon.
The absence of noon.
Okay, the absence of noon, which I can't highlight. And what about here? Is there absence of noon also?
Yeah, dropping of the noon.
So A, the absence of noon, and B,
the harf.
Harf.
Yes, the presence of noon, of lan, not noon. Lan with the noon. The presence of lan. That's right. Lan and lam are the way that we differentiate the two that have the noon missing. Now, when we had our tables, you guys remember our tables that had just like one status per table and we had three columns. You guys remember that table?
Yeah.
Yeah, from the textbook. Okay, so we had three columns. And what was the first column? The first column had all the fi'ils that had what in common? Okay, I'll give you a hint. The third column was the sisters section. So what was the first column? Any people writing, you can write the answer as well. Okay, the first column was the hidden pronoun column. Okay. Does that sound familiar now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't actually open the textbook. I'll open it later if needed. But for now, and then what was the second column?
Visible pronouns.
It's not about the pronouns.
The waw and the noon?
The noon is part of it. Okay, the column was called. Yes, yes. Okay, the five fi'il of something. the five fi'il. Al-af'al al-khamsa, right? So we had three columns. We had our column with, we had our HP column. And then we had our five fi'il column. And then we had the sister section column, all right? So the ones that show the status by the ending haraka, that's all the HP column. The ones that have the noon that is there or dropped, that's the five fi'il. And the sister section is the one where nothing happens. Okay? It's some people call it boring, I call it stable. All right, so that's the difference between these two. So knowing this, let's move on to the next row. I've got a toolbar at the bottom that's blocking my view. Okay, so we'll move on to they. Okay, somebody. I've been told that sounds accurate. So now tell me, they make. 1, 2, 3.
يجعلون.
Okay, good. And they too will not make. Sorry, they all will not make. 1, 2, 3.
لن يجعلوا.
لن يجعلوا. لن يجعلوا.
Okay, and what's at the end?
Alif Wika. Alif Wika.
Al-wiqaya, yes, for protection. Al-wiqaya.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then lam. 1, 2, 3.
Lam yaj'alu.
Lam yaj'alu. Very good. Okay, what am I highlighting on this row?
Noon.
Where?
Noon.
Here?
Noon, the marfu.
No.
Oh, marfu. Okay, noon. Okay, so this one, these two are noon, are marfu by noon, and these ones are mansub by the absence of noon and majzum by the absence of noon. All right, next. 1, 2, 3, she makes. She makes 1, 2, 3.
Taja'alu. Or no, she.
Okay. Taja'alu.
Okay, I hear a few voices. Taja'alu. Okay. I think there's a little bit of hesitation here. So practice your tables, right? We gave us homework practice memorizing the past tense. Now it's up to you. Just put in the effort to memorize, at least memorize the mafu, right? Memorize the mafu, and then you memorize the how they change to mansub and majzum, and you're good. Am I right?
Yes.
You can practice with all the other ones, but as long as you've got this column memorized, you're good to go. You need to know the beginning and the ending and where's this sukun in the middle, right? So, taj'alu. And now, what am I coloring or highlighting here?
The dhamma.
The dhamma, okay. That was the correct answer. It is marfu bi dhamma. Marfu with the dhamma. Okay, on the count of three, she will not help. 1, 2, 3.
لن تجعل.
لن تجعل.
Oh, that sounded beautiful. Mashallah, everybody in unison. And what am I coloring here?
The fatha.
Sister Fulza, that's correct as well. Okay, and she did not make. 1, 2, 3.
لم تجعل.
Okay, those who said with the sukoon, you are correct, mashallah. The other ones, you probably realize the mistake by now. So next, and there's still obviously no command, no forbidding. Next, let's go to more women, two of them this time. Both women do not, both women make. 1, 2, 3. Oh, one thing here. Remember, we're going to have some stability right here with the, we're going to start with the ta, right? Yeah. We're going to stick with the ta here. Okay, so they both make 1, 2, 3.
Taj'alani.
Taj'alani.
Taj'alani. Very good. Mashallah. Again, if you're not speaking, alhamdulillah, we got good verbal participation. If you're not speaking, do send your answers in writing. And let's move on to they both will not make. 1, 2, 3.
لن تجعل.
Very good. And they both did not make.
لم تجعل.
Oh yeah, I forgot. 1, 2, 3. Sorry. They both will not make. 1, 2, 3.
لم تجعل.
Okay. I need like a little like buzzer or something that tells me what am I doing in terms of coloring on this row.
The end.
I like that. Noon for mafu. This is very precise, mashallah.
Yeah.
It's a complete answer. If you were writing it down, that would be the best way to do it, mashallah. Okay, let's wrap up our third person. All the women make. 1, 2, 3.
Yaj'alna.
Okay, that is correct, mashallah. Right? Can somebody tell me what would be the problem if we said taj'alna? Is that already taken by somebody else? Like these guys? Or these girls?
Yeah. You all female.
Yeah, right? So we don't, literally, yeah. So we want our third person has yeah all across except for these two, right? And you can see that you got the here, right? Here, and here, and here, right? If that helps you, all the power to you, okay? They, female, will not make. 1, 2, 3. Three.
لن يجعلنا.
I think there's hesitation because you guys are wondering, some of you are wondering, what is going on here? There's nothing going on, right?
Nothing changed.
Exactly, nothing is changing. And here, Sister Afroza as well said, what are we going to have here in the Majzum column?
لم يجعلنا.
لم يجعلنا.
Okay, so here we're going to highlight a little something different, right? So we're going to highlight not how the status is changed, but something that, if this will let me highlight, oh my goodness, maybe if I switch the language to Arabic, it'll work better. So we're going to highlight something that, okay, hello, work with me here. We're going to highlight here something that is, okay, I'll use my keyboard. The other direction. Oh my goodness. I think I need to go and copy from Imam Arij's notes. Okay. I'm going to make the whole word green. And then since it will only let me highlight the first part of the word, I will then make that black. All right. So one thing that we see here is that we've got the noon in the past tense at the end. And this is not the noon from the five fi'ls, right? This is just the noon that is across the board for the feminines, plurals, third person. And if anybody senses some frustration, you are correct. Bismillah. My husband always reminds me to say Bismillah because I get frustrated. And okay, so think about what we're going to do next. We're going to do the next row. If you can think about your answer or type them. And I'm going to give this one last chance. And then after that, oh, Allahu Akbar. Oh, I just had an idea. The power of dua. Alhamdulillah. All right, Bismillah. One, two. Actually, he had some problems this morning. Three. We're going to put our half back. And put our half back. Now we're good to go. Alhamdulillah. Workarounds. Okay, Bismillah. Let's go to the second person now. And the difference is our row is going to be obviously longer. We'll start with the past tense. You made one person, one guy. You made. One, two, three.
تجعلوا. تجعلوا.
All right. I'm hoping everybody agrees about taja'alu. It is the correct answer. No. Hold on. It's not the correct answer. We're in the past tense now. Past tense. You made. Yes, yeah. You made. I'm also stuck in the present. Let's move that back to the past. Okay,
ja'alta.
All right, there's one answer. It is the correct answer. I'm not seeing any typing and I'm hearing one person. Guys, let's get back to the past here. Ja'alta, that's correct. And then you both made.
Ja'altuma.
Both, I know what's going on. One, two, three. Ja'altuma. And then you all made. One, two, three.
Ja'altum.
Tell me, Sister Sange, you're not counting. You tell me the next two, and I'm going to get my computer plugged back in. Me with the earbuds. The battery is getting low. Okay, so tell me the next two. You, one female, made. One, two, three.
Ja'alti.
Okay, very good.
Ja'alti.
And lastly, but not, and last. Sorry, I've got a tangle of wires. My apologies, guys. What's the last one? Can somebody tell me the English, please?
You all female.
Okay, Charlie. Yes, you all female made. Sorry, I'm trying not to break the equipment here because this isn't going to get us anywhere. There's wires and screens everywhere. All right, here we go. Ja'alti, and one, two, three. Ja'altunna. Oh, sorry, I didn't give you a chance to say ja'altunna. Tunna, that's our unique one. All right, everybody's okay. Let's move on to the present tense. You, one guy, make. One, two, three.
تجعلوا.
Okay, that was one person. I hope everybody else knows the answer as well.
تجعلوا.
Okay, so we remember, right? تجعلوا, تجعلوا, yeah. Right? Both of these are the same. So we're going to go to he will not make.
لن تجعل.
Sister Shamim, try maybe and log out entirely and log back in. Maybe you'll have some better connection situation. May Allah make it easy. Okay, لن تجعل, correct, mashallah. And لم, 1, 2, 3.
لم تجعل.
تجعل. Okay, what am I doing in terms of coloring again?
دم فتح.
Okay, I'm just going to cheat. Why not, right? Oops! No, that's too much. That would just be wrong. Okay, now, fun stuff. What do we have here? You. Make. 1, 2, 3.
اجعل.
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 Very good, mashallah. And... what you don't make?
لم تجعل.
Oh, لا, one, two, لا, three.
لا تجعل.
لا تجعل.
Yes, we don't want lam, right? But we want la, right? So this لا. One here, what's the meaning of this one?
Did not. And then the other one is do not.
Do not, right? Did not, do not. So this is a statement. This is an order. Okay, very good, mashallah. And we are going to go to our next pronoun. You, both male and female, make. 1, 2, 3.
تجعلاني. تجعلاني.
Okay, good. Okay, somehow my macro does not work on the blue background. I'm not sure why it is. I'll just do it manually. Alhamdulillah, the speed is better this week anyways. Say I as the black does not show up. Let's move on to Mansoob. Lan. 1, 2, 3.
Lan taj'ala.
Lan taj'ala.
Yes, okay. Let's say that again. 1, 2, 3.
لن تجعل.
لن تجعل.
Okay, that's better, mashallah. Okay, and is there something here? Oh, I erased it earlier when there was, I guess. Exactly. Okay, this is the same one as, no, this one here. Okay, I just need to replace that one row this time. Okay. I'm not a fast typist. That's why I do this, right? So, okay. Well, I actually know I should be changing language.
Same as they both female, no?
Yes, except for the beginning, right? So I need to change it to ta.
No, there's one in they both female.
Sorry?
They both female. You can copy that.
They both female.
لن تجعل.
Yeah, this one.
Huh. Really?
Isn't it?
I didn't notice that. Is that correct? Sister Laiba, can you confirm, please? This is making me... I know it's like that on the table. Okay. يجعلوا يجعلاني يجعلون يجعلونا تجعلوا تجعلاني يجعلنا تجعلوا تجعلاني تجعلاني. الله أكبر. All this time and I didn't notice that. Yay, copy paste. Okay, so I guess we know the answers, right? So, all right, so we know now the answers. تجعلاني لن تجعلا لم تجعلا. And we know this is مرفوع by the noon, and this is mansoob and majzoom by the absence of noon, differentiated by the harf, which tells us that it is mansoob or majzoom. Now, how are we going to say on the count of three, you both, male or female, or a combination thereof, you both make. 1, 2, 3.
Ajaluna.
No.
Ijala.
Wait, where are we at? Sorry. Oh, okay.
Ijala.
Let me see if there's answers written. There's LOLs. Guys, write some answers. Okay. Yes. This is good, mashallah. So actually, let's look at it here. Okay. So we're starting from taj'alani. We're making it manzoom. We've got it here. And then we're chopping the ta. So we are left with ja'ala, which is not pronounceable. So we're putting the hamzatul wasl at the beginning. And there's no dhamma. There's no dhamma, so we're putting a kasra. Ija'ala. Okay, correct answer. Mashallah. How do we forbid? You both don't do. No, you both don't make.
La
taj'ala.
Oh, yeah, la, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. La
taj'ala.
Okay, sorry. Those of you who are waiting, I much appreciate and my apologies. Okay, now. That is really cool. Hold on. So here, these two are the same. These two are the same. All right. I knew about these two, which I pointed out, but it never dawned on me to notice that. That is just like so weird after all these years of learning. Thank you, guys. Okay, let's go to you all. You all make 1, 2, 3.
Taj'aluna.
Okay, I'm thinking the writing people just didn't get a chance to click enter. Taj'aluna, very good. And you all will not make. 1, 2, 3.
Lan
taj'aluna.
Okay, and what am I doing special? Anything special before I show it? Like
alif
al-wiqaya.
Yes, that's what I mean. That's what I'm fishing for. Okay, and lam. 1, 2, 3.
Lam taj'al.
Lam taj'alu.
Taj'alu. Okay. How are we going? What are we going to say? You all do not make. You all do not make noise. You all do not.
Ij'alu.
Ij'alu.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. I'm going on. Ij'alu. Excellent. You guys are really good with the command tense. Mashallah, it's beautiful. Okay. And the easy one. You all do not make. 1, 2, 3.
La taj'alu.
Okay, and then good answers written as well. And we've got our alif al-wiqaya. Okay, we're going to be having soon, we're going to be having some quizzes, okay? So you see how I just put the alif al-wiqaya? When you do the quizzes, just use a plain alif, just like this, okay? Because the answer key just has the plain alif. This is like, you need to have special symbols for this. Just letting you know in advance. The quizzes are going to be fun. You're going to like them, inshallah. I make them, so I know. Okay, so you, one female, you make. 1, 2, 3. You make.
Taj'alin.
Okay, there is some hesitation. Remember my friend Lina, taj'alina.
Taj'alina.
Yes. Taj'alina. Oh yeah, I forgot the macro doesn't work. Taj'alina. So if we want to, make it mansub, what are we gonna say? Lan. 1, 2, 3.
Lan taj'ali.
Taj'ali. All right. And here, how do we know that? Okay, I'm kind of giving the answer. How do we know that this one is marfu? It's the presence of noon. And these one, absence of noon.
Noon and none.
And the presence of the harf tells us which one of the two it is. Okay. And what about here? Taj'alina.
Noon, presence of noon.
Everybody else agrees? Is it the ya? Or is it the noon?
The noon.
Noon? Because it's part of our five fantastic fi'l. And I dare anybody to call them fi'l of death. Okay, and then we've got lan taj'ali, our noon is gone, there's no need for an alif. And the next one, lam, 1, 2, 3.
Lam taj'ali.
Lam taj'ali. And now, the one that sounds strange, one female, do not make, 1, 2, 3.
Ij'ali.
Yeah, it sounds weird, right? I guess we don't hear it very often. Okay, and you, one female, do not make. 1, 2, 3. This one is easy.
لا تجعلي.
لا تجعلي.
لا تجعلي. Okay, last one. This is going to be a breeze, inshallah. I don't think I'm going to go into the coloring. You all of you women, make. 1, 2, 3.
تجعلنا.
تجعلنا.
Okay, and written answers, the same things, mashallah. تجعلنا. And what's going to be the next one? لن.
لن تجعلنا.
لن تجعلنا. 1, 2, 3, لم.
لم تجعلنا. Same, no change.
All right. And now make it a command, please. 1, 2, 3.
اجعلنا.
اجعلنا.
Oh, with a stretch like that at the end, or was that just like for emphasis?
اجعلنا.
Okay, not اجعلنا. Okay. And then lastly, you all do not make. No. You all ladies don't make. That's right. 1, 2, 3.
لا تجعلنا.
لا تجعلنا.
Yes. So we've got our consistency here. It's just all the same. Right? So I'm not going to color anything because we know how long that takes. We're just going to go. We've finished our second person, so we're going to go to the shorter rows now. You tell me, I made. 1, 2, 3. Okay, I see T.A. Laiba wrote that as well, Sister Mariam. Okay, ja'altu, mashallah. Okay, my macro's given up entirely. Ja'altu, that's correct. And we made. 1, 2, 3.
Ja'alna.
Ja'alna.
Oh, changing language will help. Jazakillahu khairan. Ah, جعلنا. It doesn't recognize. What's that? B is like one of, I think it's the yeah with no dots. Did not recognize it. Okay, alhamdulillah. All right, let's do some present tense. I make. 1, 2, 3.
أجعل.
All right, that's correct. Yes, that's okay. جزاكلا خير. You solved our problem. أجعل. I will not make. 1, 2, 3.
لن أجعل
على.
لن أجعل. Very good. I did not make. 1, 2, 3.
لم أجعل.
Correct. All right. You I make. 1, 2, 3.
No command.
اجعل. No, sorry, not applicable.
Okay, I should stop bugging you guys. Okay, we make. 1, 2, 3.
نجعل.
Yep.
Very good, mashallah. Okay, and we see here there's a hamza for Anna, right? Anna is our pronoun, like I. And here is the noon for the same, the pronoun nahnu, right? So you always remember the hamza is for I and the noon is for we. Okay, we will not make. 1, 2, 3.
لن نجعل.
لن أجعل.
لن نجعل. Mashallah. And we did لن not نجعل. Make. 1, 2, 3.
لم نجعل.
لم نجعل.
And we've got some written answers as well. لم نجعل. Excellent. Mashallah. What am I highlighting here? Maybe I'll do it later so that it's in your notes. But what would I highlight on these? Which color? Okay. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Raid. May Allah accept your prayer. Okay, guys, which color? Yellow or red for this one?
These red.
Two. Red. Everybody agrees. Red. Dhamma fatha sukun.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. All right, so now that we've done our table, mashallah, this is a lot of work, right? So it's good if you keep a copy of this table handy as a reference. Alhamdulillah, it's a very good review. And I will start. Well, do I have access to the poll? Oh, no, this is a different poll. Ah, here. Okay, I'm going to start this poll here. Please let us know how you feel about the conjugation. You can answer the poll. And in the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open. Oh, sorry, no, we're going to, you can do the poll, but we're going to actually enter the actors before we look at a few ayat. Okay, so we're going to do this very quickly. Inshallah, what's the actor for Ja'ala? I'm not going to count this time. Just shout out the, or just, not, don't shout because I got earbuds. What's the actor for Ja'ala?
He didn't put on he.
Okay. And Ja'ala?
Alif.
Okay. Is that Brother Ali?
Yeah.
Okay, mashallah. Yes. Give others a little bit a chance to... No, not this okay. is not alif al-wiqaya. This is a sukoon. This is not alif al-wiqaya. We can't make that... you know, I don't know if you can see. The circles are very... very slightly different, but in the Mus'haf, you can see that they're like, this one has kind of like the shape of a duck's beak or something like that. So this is not alif al-wiqaya. This is this alif here. Okay. So, I want to take that one away. Go away. Okay. And what is the pronoun here? Ja'alu pronoun. Sorry, not pronoun. Actor. Ja'alu.
Wow.
Wow, very good. Ja'alat. Ja'alat. Pronoun.
Hidden pronoun she.
Oh, we can't say the ta. No, no, no. Hidden pronoun she. Yes. Okay, ja'alata. What's the pronoun here? From our past tense study. Yes, Brother Ali is doing a great job, mashallah, but such a great job that people can simply repeat after him. So, okay, so our pronoun, remember this, okay? I'm just going to maybe highlight it so that we pay attention. Okay, our pronoun is ta. Ja'ala ta, the pronoun is ta. And what's the pronoun here for ja'alna?
Noon.
Okay, it's actually na. Noon with the fatha, na, okay?
No.
All right, and these ones were sukun, right? Alif sukun, wa sukun, ta fatha alif, and na. Okay, ja'alta, what's our pronoun here? Here is the ta, so this is when we say ta. Okay, ja'altuma, what's our pronoun here? Notice all of these are going to be starting with ta. Ja'altuma. Yes, tuma. I see tuma. That in writing. Ja'altum, pronoun. Sorry, actor. Actor. Tum. Ja'alti, actor. Okay, and the fa'il for ja'altunna?
Tunna.
Okay, and we notice that they all have the ta, right? Like anta, antuma, antum, anti, antunna.
Tunna.
Right? Even those pronouns have them. I've been waiting for an opportunity to point that out in case you haven't noticed. Okay, what's our pronoun for ja'altu? Okay, I've got a written answer here. Two, that's correct. Ja'alna, actor.
Na.
Na, very good. Noon, fatha, alif. Present tense now. Present tense, it goes all the way till the end, like this big section. The pronoun for, or the actor rather, for yaj'alu. Notice it's got the red writing. Yaj'alu, pronoun, actor. Ah, okay. I mean actor, even if I say pronoun by mistake. Okay, yes, I think I heard the answer. Hidden pronoun, he. Pronoun for yaj'alani. Actor for yaj'alani.
Alif?
Yes, same as here. Alif. Actor for yaj'aluna.
Wow, sukun?
Yes, exactly. Wow, sukun. The pronoun for taj'alu.
Hidden pronoun, she.
Excellent. The actor for taj'alani.
Alif.
Excellent. Alif. And notice we have here, maybe you were thinking like, oh, well, we already said alif here. We can't say alif here. No, that's okay. It's the alif again. And the pronoun for يجعلنا.
No.
Again,
no.
Yeah, so we have a lot of overlap, if you see, right? So far we've had only one single difference. Now what's the, here we're going to have a difference though. Actor for تجعلوا.
Wow.
There's no wow. This one. No wow. When we said wow, there was actually a wow here, right? Wow, wow. Okay. All right. Somebody let me know the correct answer for what's the pronoun for تجعلوا. Notice the color coding. Hidden pronoun you.
Hidden pronoun you.
All right. Yes. تجعل. Okay. I think I'm going to highlight this one in orange too. And تجعلاني. Actor.
Alif.
Excellent. تجعلونا. I think we see a trend here. No. Wow. تجعلينا.
Yeah.
Very good. MashaAllah. تجعلنا.
Noon.
A little bit more precise.
Noon Fatha.
Noon Fatha. MashaAllah.
Noon Fatha.
Yes, I see Sister Froza's got it as well. Okay. And pronoun for أجعلوا. Actor for أجعلوا.
Hidden pronoun I.
Correct. And the actor for نجعلوا.
Hidden pronoun we.
Hidden pronoun we. Exactly, mashallah. All right. I hope you have a few minutes to stick around for our lookup. We're just going to use tanzil.net to look at this root in the Quran. And you tell me right now, I'm actually not going to go through the translation because of the time. And also it's floating about, right? So you have this link. You can click the same exact link. And okay, let me see. Okay, mashallah, we've got a couple of people who are at 7 and 8. We got 6 and 5 in terms of the comfort level. I'm looking at the poll, and so those of you who have 7, 8, 9, 10, like that's really good, mashallah. Those of you who have got 5 and 6, my recommendation to you is just keep going over your tables until you see your patterns and you're able to identify them better. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to point out there's a lot of examples for this root in Surah Al-Baqarah. So we can see that they're blue, right? So I'm going to mention them and you tell me which one it is. Okay, so أَوْكَصَيِّبٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٍ وَرَعْدٌ وَبَرْقٌ يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ يَجْعَلُونَ. Okay, what tense is it, and one person, or you can even translate it. يَجْعَلُونَ.
They made.
So, did I hear D? يَجْعَلُونَ.
They,
that part is good, mashallah. What about the rest?
They make.
They make. All right. Present tense, third person, plural. يَجْعَلُونَ. Whom يَجْعَلُونَ. And we can see here, right? We can see they thrust their finger, or they put their fingers, they put or make, right, in their ears. يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي أَذَانِهِمْ. They put their fingers in their ears. Next ayah we have here, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. The one who, .. made for you the earth as a bed or a comfortable place. So what's this word here, ja'ala? What does it mean? Okay, what's the tense?
Past tense.
Okay,
hidden tense file.
Hidden pronoun he. Is that what you meant?
The past tense file.
Past tense.
Past here. Tense file. Hidden past, pronoun.
Okay, past tense fi'il, the fi'il with the
kasra. Past tense fi'il, yeah.
Yes. Past tense fi'il, that's right. Hidden pronoun, he, ja'ala, he is the one who made for you the earth as a place of comfort, all right? And here, fala taj'alu. I don't want to, like, Just look at the second blue one, because when I hover over it, it shows you the answer. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لَا تَجْعَلُوا. What is that? Somebody who hasn't spoken yet. Can somebody who hasn't spoken about from this page? لَا تَجْعَلُوا.
Forbid.
Okay. More information? Which you? Because they're all the forbiddings are you.
You all.
You all, right. You all do not make. And you all do not make for Allah and then equals. All right? Rivals, rather. Next, I also from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Now, what kind of word is جَاعِلٌ? جَاعِلٌ.
Yes.
That's right. How can you tell?
Tanween.
Tanween. That's right. And when your Lord said to the angels, indeed, I am one who makes or one who will make in the earth a khalifa, a successor, قالوا, they said, the angels, أتجعلوا. A is a harf for asking a question. تجعلوا. What is تجعلوا?
You.
You will make.
Okay. Yes. So, there's you? No harf, like there's no harf len, so we'll say, do you make? I know that in the context it's will you make, but just because we don't have the harf len, we will say, do you make, right? A tajaralu. Do you make fiha in it? Ha is the earth. Man, whoever, yufsidu fiha, he will cause corruption in it and he will shed blood. The angels knew what was going to happen. With this type of creation. So, next ayah, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا. Now, how many words do we have here? فَجَعَلْنَاهَا. How many words is that?
Three.
Can you break them down?
Fa.
Three.
Okay, fa. What's fa?
Harf.
Okay, next.
جَعَلْنَا.
جَعَلْنَا. And then what's the last word?
Ha.
Okay. Can somebody write to me what kind of word is ja'alna? Can tell me the tense and the actor or just translate it? Okay, past tense. Yes, Sister Maryam. And who's the actor? Or rather, who's the pronoun? Who's doing it? We made. Okay, good. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. You might recognize this expression here. So we made it an exemplary punishment. We made it an example for whoever came before and whoever came after. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا. So we made it. It refers to something that was mentioned in the previous ayah. And here, we've got here, what kind of word is this one? جَعِلُكَ. Ja'iluka. We look back. Ja'il, right? This is ism fa'il. So here we had the same as here, ja'il, right? Ja'iluka with the maf'ul. Ja'inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Allah is saying to Ibrahim alayhi salam, indeed I make you, I'm one who makes you for the people an imam, a leader, an example, right? وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً. What is جَعَلْنَا?
We made.
That's right. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً. And when we made al-bayt, what is al-bayt here in this context?
The Kaaba.
The Kaaba. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً. And we made, and when we made, mention when we made the house, the Kaaba, a place of return again and again, لِلنَّاسِ, for the people, وَأَمْنَا, and a place of safety. And same, like the next ayah, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And when Ibrahim, who is the fa'il, said, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. My Lord, dot, 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 this, a land that is safe. So what is this word here? What is this blue word?
Command.
Sorry, say that again.
Command.
Man.
Command.
Oh, command, command. So okay, okay. I thought because we had the word man above. Okay. Yes, it is a command, mashallah. And which person? Who's the pronoun or the fa'il?
You.
Anything. Yeah, which one?
You make.
How many use? Which kind of you?
One.
One, yes, okay, good. And where did the kasra, which we have in our table, go? There's no kasra here.
Yeah, it's hamzatul wasl.
Yeah, the hamzatul wasl, but where did the kasra go? It's
connected to the ba.
Yeah, so it's going to go, we're going to say it connected because we only are going to add a sound if it's not pronounceable. But Rabbi Ja'al is perfectly pronounceable, so there's no need for the extra haraka. So Rabbi Ja'al. Okay, and here, Rabbana wa ja'alna muslimayni laka. I think as a lot of you might know this dua. This is on the next page. Ibrahim and his son Ismail, alayhim assalam, are making dua to Allah. Rabbana, our Lord, waj'alna muslimayni laka. So what is this waj'alna? How many words is that?
Three.
Okay, that seems to be like this special number. Can somebody in writing tell me what these three words are? Oh, I'm hearing one of the people who speak. We're typing the answer, mashallah. Okay. Joining with about, well, okay, Sister Afroza is saying it's the Ja'al. Okay. Okay, can I get somebody else to give another suggestion as to what are these three words?
Wa.
Okay, wa. Yeah, harf. Ija'al.
Okay.
Na. All right, so this is three words. It's not ja'alna, right? It's not ja'al. Sorry, what am I trying to say here? Now I'm getting myself confused. Okay, it is not ja'alna, even though it looks like ja'alna. What's the difference between the past tense here and the command tense with the attached pronoun? The attached pronoun, which is the maf'ul, and you make us. What's the difference between this and this? Look at it carefully.
There's no fatha on jim.
Ah, exactly, exactly. This is the key, right? Pay careful attention to this example. Very, very important. Rabbana waj'alna, our Lord, make us what? What is muslimayni? Our final question of the evening. What is muslimayni? You can look, you can see the ayni ending.
Two
people who submit. O our Lord, make us two people who submit laka to you, wa min dhurriyyatina, and among our offspring, ummatan muslimatan, singular feminine, a nation, one that submits laka to you. All right. Rabbana waj'alna muslimayni laka. Our Lord, make us two Muslims to you, two who submit to you. And mashallah, use the link if you want to look at more examples. There are 346 results. So you can knock yourself out and look at them and have a great time recognizing them. Okay, jazakumullah khairan, everybody, for coming out to the tutorial. And I hope that this was very beneficial to you. Did you like identifying the examples in the Quran and the actual ayat? Was that useful to you?
Very, very much.
Alhamdulillah. I hope you all pick up your mushaf and you look at it since you started the course with, you know, a special level attention. May Allah make our studies easy for all of us and reward us and help us maintain our sincere intentions to get closer to him through them. Jazakumullah khairan. I will talk to you next Saturday, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.